To order, and as usual, we begin with a flag salute, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Roll call, Joanna.
Mayor Pruitt?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Holtzclaw? Councilmember Kelly?
Here.
Councilmember Michelson?
Here.
Councilmember Cavalieri?
Here.
Councilmember Todd?
Here.
Councilmember Vaughn?
Here.
Councilmember Holtzclaw is out of town on vacation. May we have a motion to excuse?
So moved.
Second.
Go ahead. We have a motion and a second. Motion made by Councilmember Cavalieri, seconded by Councilmember Kelly. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. Me or you? Oh.
Not Brian, this is turned off.
Yeah, let's blame Brian.
Yeah.
Okay, so next up is audience communication. Does anybody want to talk to the council tonight? Going once, twice? Okay, with that, we're up to presentations, and we have County Councilman Terry Ryan here. Rebecca?
Thank you. It's really my pleasure tonight to introduce Councilman Ryan. I think he may be familiar to a few of you in the room. But he has a very special presentation for the council that coincides nicely with our capital improvement plan and some other funding we've been working to secure. So I'd really like to turn the floor over to the councilman. If you had to come closer to the...
Yeah, that's fine, Terry.
Comfortable.
Great. So, you know, as I announced when you had your budget meeting, Snohomish County, we put $100,000 in the budget to be used for the refurbishment, towards the refurbishment of the Mill Creek Sports Park. And so I'm just here to bring the official chat. I want to tell you, first of all, how proud we all are of Mill Creek. You know, what we've accomplished here through the years is really amazing. I think when I got on the council, there was about 5,000 people in the city, limits, and now it's over 18,000. Mill Creek's pretty self-sufficient, and we kind of had to go that way because I felt like when I was on the Mill Creek City Council, it seemed like people viewed us as the little brother who did too well. You know, so the county was kind of like, you guys are self-sufficient, and some of the state reps even felt we were so self-sufficient. And but anyway, I feel differently. I think that we need to partner. And as I said before, nobody can go it alone anymore. Nobody has enough money, enough resources to do everything that they need to do. So I think we need to share resources, and that might be engineering, it might be design, it might be planning. In this case, it's money. And I think there's other things. I've been talking to Rebecca about some other things that we might be able to do with the city. And also, I guess I should probably speak in a microphone. Does this thing work? No?
All
right.
No?
Then I won't.
No.
All right. So, if I can.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just, I want to go back to the genesis of this because I think it's very important that your new city manager, Rebecca, she's been a delight to work with. Rebecca reached out to me and asked, is there, you know, we have these projects going on in the city, and is there anything that, is there any way the county could help in some way? And I looked and looked, and it did help that I was chair of the council last year. And so you have some more discretion, and I was happy to exercise that to help Mill Creek. And I'll tell you, I have visited local public, public and private schools for the last 16 years, every year. Even when I was out of office, I visited them anyway. And every time I go there, any of these schools, could be Martha Lake, it could be out in the Snowcade area, or Jackson, and I'll ask people, who here has played ball at the Mill Creek Sports Park? There's always kids there. I'd say up at Alderwood Middle School, I just was up there for about 3 hours about a month ago, And a number of the kids in that class, even though they're in eighth grade, they have fond memories of the Mill Creek Sports Park. So this, even though it's Mill Creek, and we built it because the city of Mill Creek did not have one ball field that we owned prior to that, and that's why we got that done. And even though it means a lot to Mill Creek, it's very it's well known regionally. So what better way than to show that than have Snohomish County help out? So I'm looking forward to the improvements, and Rebecca gave me a list of them. It was a lot more extensive than I thought. It's not just the turf, it's special lighting, LED lighting, right?
Yep.
And more. So again, I want to commend your city manager, and I want to thank all of you for everything you do for the community. I've sat in that chair for a while, and I know how much time it takes and how much the city means to all of you. And I'm sure you appreciate the amount of money that Mill Creek pays you per month, which hasn't changed since the inception of the city, by the way, ever. Is it still $500 a month? Yeah, okay. No inflation factor has been worked into that. Anyway, you all mean so much to the city, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. We really appreciate all of your public service, so thank you very much. And we're happy to partner with you. And it isn't going to end here. And lastly, I know I'm probably going over my time, so I'll probably get the hook from Rebecca pretty quick. But aside from this, I did want to say, you know, on the north-south traffic on 35th, we know it's tough. And the county has, frankly, been inundated with needs and not enough money. In fact, if you look at our what we have to get done in roads in the next 10 years, we're $100 million short of what we need to do. And that's just what we need to do, and there's more that we'd like to do. And when I get 164th on that list, and I will, it'll probably go up to $300 million behind. But nonetheless, what we can do and we are doing is we're starting with Seattle Hill Road from 35th to 132nd. That's starting this month. We've already bought all the right-of-way. We're going to straighten out some of the curves, flatten out some of the dips in the road. It'll be three lanes, including a center turn lane, bike lanes, and sidewalks on both sides of the road the whole way. When that's done, then we go to 35th Phase 1, which will be from Saddle Hill Road south to 180th. Some of that's done, but we're going to fill in all the gaps in the sidewalks and widen the road all the way down. Again, three lanes with the center turn lane. In some of the intersections, we may add another free right turn lane, as it already exists on 180th. Then we'll go to Phase 3, which will be 35th Avenue from 180th all the way to Maltby Road, also SR-524. Okay, and now that'll be in 2020. And so you're probably thinking, why can't you do it all at once? First of all, it would cause a traffic nightmare. Second of all, some of the funding is coming from other sources, and they've been popping out projects so fast, they're running short on cash. So the money will be there, but we just can't accelerate the program. So then you're thinking, okay, yeah, but 35th is really pretty bad as it is now. So one of the things I've been working on the last 3 years is what is the next north-south corridor? And they didn't have it planned when I got on the council. And I got the Public Works Committee, so we worked on it and said, what would that be? And it was, and we couldn't come to a conclusion, or the staff couldn't. Finally, I said, look, it's 43rd or 51st. Flip a coin and go. So we decided on 43rd. I put that in the six-year TIP, which is important because now we can apply for grants and whatnot. So within 6 years, that will be built out as well. So 43rd will go from Maltby Road all the way up to Sunset Road. The significance of that is it will divert a lot of traffic off of 35th. And all of that and more is part of the $91 million that Snohomish County will be investing in infrastructure and roads and pedestrian projects between Mill Creek and Bothell in the next 6 years. And that's a lot of money. And it's far greater than any investment has ever been made in my district, let alone between Mill Creek and Bothell. So you have a friend on the city, on the county council, and I wanted to just give you an update as to where we're at. If you ever need anything, I can't promise it, but I can promise I'll always listen, and I will try and help when I can. So again, thank you for everything you've done for the city. And Rebecca, thank you very much for reaching out to me, and thank you for everything you're doing for our citizens.
Well, I appreciate, I think the significance of this is I appreciate your collaboration. Cities are good for counties. And having a county councilman that's also been a city councilman, you fundamentally understand that. And you, not just with Mill Creek, but other cities you work with, is for the benefit of the county as a whole. So we're glad to partner with you. We appreciate your willingness to partner with us. And my finance director is like, give me the check. So. Let's get this check up here and get a photo.
Okay, maybe.
Peggy, do you have a really big pen?
Or deposit only on the back.
Or
deposit only.
Can we get a picture of the city council?
Absolutely.
If the city council, if it's okay, would you like? Can we get a picture? That would be great.
I'll run. That would be perfect. Brian is our star photographer tonight.
Up there, down here.
Guys are good at holding that fist.
Great.
Thank you. So, there you go.
There you go. Wow.
Oh, cool. Good luck.
Wait, hang it up. Hey, don't worry.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
That's damn. Don't worry. Didn't say that. Keep my ear. That's fun.
Okay, Councilmember Todd wanted to say something.
Yeah. Councilmember Ryan, thank you very much. And you made the comment about a lot of kids around this area haven't experienced that field. I'll just extend that. The way soccer works, so that field was built as a baseball field, but luckily it was big enough for smaller kids, younger kids, to play soccer. And as Terry knows, that the way that league works for soccer is that the home team is always a local team here, but the away team could be from anywhere in Snohomish County. So I think this is really significant that Snohomish County, through their money, this is your story, and I'm sticking to it, is that it really has been a regional facility. There's been kids coming from all over the place. If you play in Arlington, you're a soccer team in Arlington or Montlake Terrace, they've probably played at that field too as a guest team. And then if you go to the select level, those kids are coming clear down from the Canadian border or from Seattle or from the east side. And so every weekend there's 4, 5, 6 games during soccer season that those away teams are coming and experiencing Mill Creek. So it's pretty cool that we've been able to provide that field as a very dry, safe place for kids to play for 11, 12, 13 years now. So this is kind of the second generation, the second set of turf. This is pretty exciting, but it's been a great regional asset besides just a blessing for Mill Creek. So thanks, Terry, for all you did to get that going in the first place.
Councilmember Bond?
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Ryan. Appreciate you looking out for us and helping us on this. We do view it as a regional asset and not just limited to Mill Creek folks, and it's a blessing to get the help of the county to maintain that and keep it in the good working order that it's in. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For Kelly.
Thank you. Yes, Terry, as I mentioned here while we were talking, we really appreciate your help, the cooperation we're getting with it. Between the city and the county, the park is an asset. And as you know, we've been talking about improvements to it for a while now, and this is just one step closer to that. And we really appreciate the hard work that you're doing on the county and looking out for our little city. We look forward to a more of a good working relationship with you guys. We're really excited about it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Councilmember Ryan, I would also pass along my level of gratitude for this money. It certainly will go a long way here in the city. That sports park was one of the draws that brought us to the city. It's really a top-notch product we put out there. So having the money to keep it up and whatnot, and now with the arena sports coming to the neighborhood, we're quickly becoming a regional sports hub. So this is exciting stuff for all of us, and to have the county having our back is really kudos as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I have some other ideas as to some other things we might be able to do together in the future as well. I'll get back to you on that.
Thanks, Councilmember Ryan. We were served on the council together when we had the park going, and it's a gem of our city for sure. So thank you so much for helping us the $100,000, and appreciate it.
Very welcome. And I know I said this before, but people like to complain about what isn't right about government or something goes wrong, and everybody wants to concentrate on that. The Mill Creek Sports Park, that's a great example of what went right. You know, I remember, and I could be wrong in this, Donna, but I don't think so. I remember we were looking for a piece of property, and I think it was Donna that said, what about that parcel up there? And I think it was Donna. And so we bought the property, and then there was a friendly tug-of-war argument amongst the council when we went to design the park, and then another one about why don't we put grass in because it's a lot cheaper. I think the turf back then was about $500,000 more. Now it would be over $1 million more. And so, we explained, okay, well, but if you do the turf, you can use that 365 days out of the year. And so we did that. And then the next friendly discussion, some people would say an argument, was do we build a press box? And I wasn't even a baseball guy, but I kept saying, we got to do this because most of these kids aren't going to play college. They're probably not high school, definitely not college, and certainly not pro, the majority of them. So for one day, they're playing there in front of the grandparents and they're Ken Griffey Jr. So why not give them that experience? And so we did it. And I remember opening day, and everybody, the council came together and said, we're just going to do this. Leap of faith. And I think at the time, I was the only person or one of the only ones that had young kids in the house, I think. Really young. And then, if you remember, we had the argument, a discussion, from residents that came. They didn't want the light from the park and whatnot. And somebody actually had the audacity to come up here and say that, Terry Ryan's building a sports park for his own kids. And I remember I was so outraged that night that I said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to pull my kid from the Mill Creek Little League because I want to prove that's not the case. And so Sean Ryan didn't get a finish playing Little League ball here. And I did that on purpose because I thought we're just going to take that out of the equation. So it's okay. He went on to play college soccer, so he wasn't damaged by it. But anyway, some discussions, and you could say at times, I wouldn't say arguments, but some things are worth fighting for. And Don, I think it was your idea that we put signs up around the park saying, hey, there's going to be a park here. There's going to be lights. There's going to be noise. There's going to be kids. There's going to be parking. There's going to be skateboarders. So buyer beware.
Exactly.
Right? And
yep.
I think it was Donna that insisted on that. We did that when the condominiums went in across the street, and we did get some complaints. We said, well, didn't you see the sign? Yeah. So
didn't believe it.
No. But the bottom line is, again, if you just do the right thing, people are very understanding. And so, again, thank you for all the leadership that all of you provide. I'm not going to forget it. And by the way, I've lived in the city for, 25, 26 years. And I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, I just like to say, Terry, that I've known you since 1995. And throughout the entire time, whatever you've done, you've been a partnership player. You do watch out for other people. It isn't that other people are just now saying, oh, we can't go it alone. You've been that way since the beginning, whether you were working with the city and organizations, the city and the legislature, and now that you're at the county, you're working with the city and the county. And that's a real key to success, and it helps make Mill Creek successful. It helps make all the cities in your district successful. And you actually walk the talk. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. Thank you. I know this is taking a lot of your time. And again, you've got a great staff here. I know I told you I'd come down and meet with you. I still want to do that. So, again, thank you. Snohomish County isn't down in Mill Creek. We're just waiting for that next project, and then I got to figure out where to squeeze it out of the budget. But we'll always be helpful to Mill Creek. So thank you very much. And by the way, the money will be there when you go to cash the check.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next up is the consent agenda, City Council meeting minutes of March 28th, 2017. Do we have a motion for the consent agenda?
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. Reports. The only report I have is that the chief of staff for the county council came up to me today and said that Brian Davern was a jewel to work with. The Snohomish County Council will be meeting here in the council chambers because the charter requires them to have one meeting a year in the district. So they chose Mill Creek and just said Brian was just so easy to work with and was really going to make this meeting a success. I'd also like to add, Terry mentioned the Seattle Hill Road project. The grand opening for that, or the groundbreaking, will be currently scheduled at 1 p.m. on April 20th. So avoid the road at that time.
Yeah, really.
Thank you. Councilmember Bond?
No report, Mayor.
Councilmember Kelly?
No report, Mayor.
Councilmember Cavallari?
No report, Mayor.
Councilwoman Michelson?
No report.
Councilman Todd?
No report.
Okay, we're up to the city manager.
Nothing specific to call. You have the legislative summary. I just did want to say that I did hear from all the legislators in response to our letters and press releases, and so I was certainly appreciative and encouraged by that, our senator and both representatives. So it was very positive.
Do we know where 5711 is? That's the 5G thing?
Yeah, nothing. It may have gone out of committee today. I'm trying to remember, or had an executive. Nothing substantive has changed from what's in this report.
Okay. Is that it?
I would like to circle back on one of those that it's in here. It's the number, House Bill 1540 or Senate Bill 5046 is the one where we are required to put on emergency notices in all the languages.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it says over there on the right-hand column, AWC is interested in receiving our input. My sense of this at least a couple of weeks ago was everybody thought, oh, what a great idea. But I think the logistics of this are really difficult. Because the nature of an emergency notice is you need to voice it right now, and how do we have the ability to translate and get these things done and published, et cetera?
Yeah, we had been tracking this, but it had kind of stalled. There's an activity today. We need to go back and look for, the closest thing I can come to is under, for example, the Affordable Care Act. You have to have notices in so many different languages. And I know when we had to put those notices together at the state, that is expensive, but those are static notices. And so I think your point, is well taken. So we'll track it this week, see if there's movement or changes to that, and report back at the next meeting for sure.
I'm wondering if there's, and maybe it's hard for us to do, but as a medium-sized city, small cities, I don't see how they're going to do this at all, but even as a medium-sized city, if it came back that we had a whatever percentage of the population that has to be in six different languages, the chief's going to be going to a lot of classes to learn those languages.
I
learn
in Spanish one. No. And I don't know. I have not personally read the bill, so I don't know if there's a population threshold. I don't know if you know where Boston was. Okay. So we'll definitely check that.
Well, it might be something we could help, because AWC does a great job of lobbying on these things, but when they say they need input, they need some stories to scare the legislators to say, look, this sounds like a cool idea, but, because I think you're right, the static notices people could do. There's ways to do that, but if every small city is calling the same translator to get Korean done, because of some countywide thing, it's not going to go well.
Yeah, and I also want to look at how they're defining emergency, or if it's certain emergent circumstances that are going to be a long duration as opposed to others. So I think you raised good points. Let us go back and look at that, and we'll have the chief look into that, and we'll also provide some feedback to AWC and the council as well.
And Rebecca missed the chance, but there's kudos should go to Joni and to Rebecca. Last week, after we got done, we said, please put together a letter. I mentioned that letter to the Sound Cities Association last week, and they said, that's great. I sent them a copy of that, and it made the circle within about 2 days, went out to all their cities, and some of the other cities jumped on that too. So I think we kind of showed some leadership, because Joni did a nice job of writing up what you promised to do, and so kudos to everybody. Mill Creek looked pretty cool.
Got a lot of positive feedback from mayors and city managers, and that felt good. So good team effort.
Yeah, one of the good things was the people that I had talked to was asking them, why don't you calculate what the bill's going to be? You're going to be in a state of shock. And most of them weren't even aware. So I was really pleased that we at Mill Creek had the numbers of what it was going to cost us. So I can say, don't know about you, but for us it is.
The legislative tracking Jeremy's putting together helps me zero in on issues of concern to cities. We identify that quickly, thanks to Peggy and her staff who ran the numbers quickly, and Joni who got the press release out. So it really was truly a good team effort.
Okay, anything else?
No.
Okay, with that, we're going to recess to executive session for the purpose of the discussion of the status of collective bargaining negotiations. No action is anticipated. And how long do you think?
Up to 30 minutes.
So
we have students. Do you guys need anything signed before you go? Sometimes some of the students have a sign for their class. Throwing you out now.
Yeah. As opposed to those that go to like 10 o'clock at night.
Okay. So that takes us to what?